Welcome in, Jaguars.com Live. J.P. Shadrick with senior writer John Osier. The Jaguars have made a selection in the second round. They've made a trade in the second round as well. They have moved up from the 38th pick to the 36th pick. They trade the 38th pick and the 146th pick. That's a fifth-round selection. And with that 36th pick, they select Miles Jack, the linebacker from UCLA, a guy that many folks felt was, before this draft started, that one of the top five players in this draft. All of a sudden, he falls to the second round. The Jags have both Ramsey and Jack now.
Can you know how big this is? I think we can give this away. We had to delay the broadcast 3 seconds so I could hydrate. That's how big this is. I mean, this is unbelievable. And I joked on Twitter, remember when I called that Miles, Jack, and Jalen Ramsey would be Jaguars, right? You remember that, right?
No, I don't.
At one mock draft. It's unbelievable that they may have gotten the two best defensive players in the draft, the two most athletic players in the draft. Now, again, there's the caveat that you can't forget that they got Miles Jack for a reason. His knee is an issue. Mm-hmm. He slid because you don't know about it long term. The other side of that is a couple of things. First of all, they're gambling a second-round pick. If you believe that he can only play 4 years, which I'm not saying that's the case, but if that's what you believe, then you're giving up a second-round pick for 4 good years. Most teams would take that. Some second-round picks don't sign that extension anyway. It's not that uncommon. The second thing is he's really, really good, and that can really, really help. And you're doing for the immediate. You're flipping a coin. You don't know how long-term this can be. But if it plays out, boy, what a player. A home run swing, and it's either home run or strikeout, but a home run swing would be really big.
Reports earlier today that Dr. James Andrews, the noted orthopedist over in Pensacola, said he wouldn't need microfracture surgery. We'll see. I mean, that time will tell if that knee is an issue moving forward. But when he's on the field and out there and healthy, as good as it comes, and was a two-way player at UCLA, played some running back, played a number of positions, played out over receivers at time, very versatile linebacker.
And here's another way to look at it. Your second round – everything in this league is a coin flip.
No.
And if you believe that, guys make it and don't make it for various reasons. If this guy doesn't make it, it's going to be because of health, not because of what he can do in the field. You are gambling on a guy who is really talented. You know the talent's there. So you got to gamble on something.
Yep.
So you gamble on the long-term health. And as you said, unbelievably versatile, played running back. He was conference player of the year, or conference rookie of the year as a running back and as a linebacker. I mean, as a freshman, unheard of. That doesn't matter in the NFL because he's not going to play running back. But the things he can do, the athleticism, the above the X's and O's player. We talked last night about the Jaguars needing more elite guys who can do special things. They just got another one.
6'1", 245-pound linebacker from UCLA, Miles Jack, is coming to the Jaguars in the second round with a 36th overall pick. We're about to go down the hallway. Dave Caldwell, Jaguars GM, is moments away from speaking with the media. In fact, the media walking into the room right now. Dave Caldwell soon behind them. And Gus Bradley just passed our set here. He's on his way down. We'll go live.
I've never seen Gus cartwheel before. That was fantastic.
There
that
are
quite
some
impressive.
Happy coaches, by the way. Some assistant coaches walked out of the office watching the telecast of the draft. Very happy about this selection. Over the top, in fact.
Todd Walsh might have been a little excited.
I think you might. You think
so? Guess what, Todd? You're the defensive coordinator, and you get Miles Jack, and you get Jalen Ramsey. Have fun. Go make up some things.
They can play that playbook
And we're kidding. The excitement is real.
Yep.
They've given themselves a chance to be, you know, even beyond all the superlatives for these guys, fast and athletic. They needed to get better there. So fundamentally, you did that. And you've got two guys who are better than fundamentals, meaning they can make plays that other human beings can't make. They've added that to the defense, and now that's important.
Let's go down the hall. Dave Caldwell with the media.
No, you know, we looked into really maybe going back into one late last night of possibly getting him. And then we said, you know, we didn't want to park the fourth round pick. We wanted to come in with four really solid picks this year. And, you know, had started calling some teams last minute when he started to fall here in the second round. And then Baltimore, you know, said they flopped with us, so did it.
What do you like about him, and then how concerning is this knee issue that he has?
I like the fact that he's a rare athlete. He's got rare play speed, instincts. He's very versatile. I mean, I've seen the guy line up number one receivers. I've seen him cover tight ends. I've seen him play running back. Seen him, you know, flat back offensive guard. So it's he's got a rare combination and skill set that we just felt like that it was time to pull the trigger. The risk was worth the reward.
And then what are your thoughts medically with Miles Jack?
Our thoughts are, you know, we're going to ease him in here. We're going to, you know, unfortunately he's not going to be able to be here for phase one, phase two, and OTAs because of the graduation rules. So we're just going to ease him in, and, you know, he's still has to work on some conditioning, which we saw in his workout last week, but he had a great workout for us, and you never know there's anything wrong with him. And as far as we're concerned, there's not right now, you know, and there's no plan for surgeries. There's no plan for any additional treatment, and I believe his performing surgeon said if he went back to UCLA, he'd be in spring ball right now. So I think we're good to go, and as far as the knee goes, we know he has two of them.
What did your medical staff say to you about in terms of, you know, how intense they looked at that knee, and what did they say about
We saw him at the combine. We saw him here when he was here, and we saw him at the retrack. So we've had three good looks at it, and plenty of MRIs and different scans. And, you know, with any player, there's risk. We saw it last year. We could draft a guy that doesn't miss a practice or a game in his career, and then he plays one practice at the NFL level, and then all of a sudden he misses a year. And that's with all these players, and they're all one play away from being injured. And so when you have a player of this magnitude, and we feel good about him, and he's a great kid. You know, kind of the sentimental part of me broke my heart when I was seeing him on the TV last night, because he is such a good kid and such a dominant player that it just wasn't right. And you know, the more I thought about it over tonight, and we talked, we deliberated a lot with our medical staff and with Gus and our coaching staff, and it was the right move for us.
So you don't think it's a ticking
time bomb? No, I wouldn't call it that. I mean, you know, there are some challenges that he has that he's coming off. You know, the biggest thing is he just hasn't played on it, and so there's a little bit of the unknown. And but you're seeing him work out. You're seeing him dunk a basketball, and we worked him out vigorously. I know the Raiders worked him out vigorously the week after us, and he's responding. He's working out on a daily basis, and like I said, if he was at UCLA right now, he'd be a full participant in spring ball.
When you went to the workout and worked him out, what were you expecting to see that convinced you that he'd be okay?
Well, we videoed it, we reviewed it, and I was expecting to see him, you know, maybe, you know, favored a little bit, maybe come up limping, and it was really the opposite. You know, some of the change of direction drills Coach Bradley had him doing was pretty impressive. And the other thing was, Jesus, hands. I mean, I laughed. He said, "What can I work on?" I said, "Your hands." But he caught every single ball. He was making one hand and diving catches. And I'm like, this does not look like a guy that you should be concerned about. And so we just went off our information, and we love the kid, we love the player, and we're excited to have him here.
We have to be patient in terms of maybe give him a day off or so during camp.
You know, I think this is a day-to-day basis, and we'll see how he responds. And like I said, patience is really to see where he's at from a conditioning standpoint and a strength standpoint. And I think once he gets to that point, I don't think there's going to be much restrictions on him.
You alluded last night that you had three guys, those three guys that we talked about, and then he might have been in the second group. Is that accurate?
Well, he was really a trade-down scenario for us if we would have traded back farther in the first round. And, you know, the three guys that we like that went, one went before we went and one went right after we went. But he was 1D, I guess you could say.
As a follow-up to that, if there had been a trade-down scenario that had happened, what range are we talking about? Would you have been felt comfortable, like right in the mid-teens?
Probably mid-teens. And at the end of the day, you know, there was no guarantee he would have been there either. So we had to have a group of other players there on top of him that we felt like would have been there.
You mentioned his versatility, but where do you envision Miles having the biggest impact for you?
Linebacker.
Just all over?
Yeah, he's got the skill set to play all three, so
we'll see as we get closer to camp.
Mentally, how did he handle the injury, coming off the injury, and obviously during this process when you interviewed him?
He's been great, very upbeat, very positive, and you know, like you said, he's like, I don't even think about it, and you know, so he's been working hard, and you know, he's a young kid, 20 years old, and he's a high character kid, and tough. He's resilient, and you could tell when we went to work him out that he was a program. Coaches, equipment guys, everybody coming to see him, and I think you guys will enjoy him too.
Dave, how do you like was this selection for you, just in terms of the process of going to bed last night, not really knowing and whether you might have a change of heart or were confident in it?
Yeah, you know, it's like I told, we want to be great, and you know, we got to take chances, and we've been pretty conservative in our time here, and our, you know, philosophy of drafting, and you know, some of our free agent acquisitions, and there comes a point in time where we got to close the talent gap, and you're not going to do that without taking risks, and this is one that he just felt calculated risk, and you know, he's going to, you know, play out this contract, and hopefully he's here for 10-12 years, and we'll look back at it as a good thing for the Jaguars.
How spirited was the risk reward today in your room or over the last couple of weeks? Or
It got pretty spirited, especially like when you're talking about early in the first round. And then, everybody's very level-headed, and we're all pulling in the same direction to make this a great franchise and great organization. And you know, we make calculated decisions, and this was one that we just felt like, the risk was worth the reward, and you know, time will tell.
How much is your liability in covering tight ends a factor in taking a player like this, who, as you alluded to earlier?
Well, if he's on the field, it shouldn't be a liability anymore, to be quite honest with you. But not just tight ends. You've seen him cover, you know, Nelson Aguilar at USC last year, and the guy's done some BYU. They had him out on the slot, and so it's a pretty he's a pretty gifted athlete and football player.
With free agency in the draft, Malik, Tashaun, Mukamara, now Jalen and Miles, I mean, is there anything that you couldn't? I mean, that almost seems like it's unbelievable that a team could do that in one off season. But is it hard to sort of reflect on the impact that you've got five guys coming in here now that should
Well, don't underestimate. They have to come together as a team, and we've got a great coaching staff, and they have a plan for them. But these guys have to gel too. Having 11 great football players as individuals isn't going to get us to where we need to be. And you know, some of these guys are rookies too. And I've always said, if you're counting on rookies to come in and make a huge difference as a rookie, it's tough. It's tough. You know, even as good as talented they are, there's very few that come in and move the needle their rookie year. We feel like we got a couple guys that have the skill set to do it, but they're all going to be battling, learning the playbook. You know, finding their way in the locker room, finding their way in the community. And that's why I always say the rookies make their biggest jump from year one to year two. And but we're excited. It beats where we were, you know, 3 years ago. So
what does this mean for Scooter? Do you see him more as a Leo now?
No, he's still maybe a Lotto. How about that one?
Another acronym.
How about that, right?
And then two other guys. What does this mean on third down for Teldon and Post?
Well, we'll see how it plays out. We'll see how it plays out. You know, we got a lot of time to figure that out.
The draft with Jalen Smith, did that make it pretty clear that you guys need to move up to get him?
No, I just, you know, I know Baltimore had a hot number of teams trying to trade up, presumably to get in front of us. There was one team in between us that, you know, may have had some love for him. And so we just said it was a fifth-round pick. It was worth it. And we got 2 6th-round picks, so we'll still come out with hopefully 7 draft picks.
Tampa Bay just took Noah Spence. Yeah. Was he on your board in a higher round because of the character?
I don't think I want to address that right now.
Is there a feeling that
tomorrow?
Maybe. No, I mean, it's great to feel great on draft day. Like I said, time will play out, and there's a large process that goes into this, and a lot of hard work that has to go in between OTAs and training camp, and we'll see. You know, everybody feels good on Saturday night, you know, across the league. It's just what happens, you know, in the future.
Mike,
you drafted two interchangeable puzzle pieces. How much does that kind of speak to what you can do with this defense now? Obviously, Gus will speak on it, but from a planning standpoint.
Well, I think we wanted to get more athletic and faster, and I think we feel good about that. This is a passing league. You guys saw how we struggled on third down last year. These are two guys that you would expect, everything being equal, that they would be on the field on third down. So.
What do you say to Michael Bennett, who you sent to London to make the fifth round pick?
Oh, is that right? That's right. Six? Can he do a sixth?
He was going to do that one.
He got a free vacation. He didn't have to work for it. That's good. That's good.
When's the first time Miles will be able
to come? He'll be able to come for rookie orientation.
After that, veteran day?
Maybe. I have to look at the graduation date.
So is he graduating late or
something? He's a junior. UCLA great. Yeah, they're in quarters.
That was the same thing Marquise
had. But Marquise is mid-May. UCLA is usually June, sometime like June 9th, 10th.
Thank you.
Awesome, guys.
Thanks. I'm going to start off by thanking Michael Bennett for going over. No, it's exciting. We've had conversations about Miles Jack for many months now, just really intrigued by his skill set and how he plays the game. It helped that I think, our scouts had a great idea about who he was, Dave, the analysis of the tape, but also Jim Mora. I coached with Coach Mora, was with him at Seattle, so I had many conversations with him about the impact that he had and the type of person he was and the player he was. So I'm just really excited about having Miles be there for us.
Where do you think you'll put him at the start?
Well, I think Dave told you what, linebacker, because he can. He can play Mike. He can play Will. He can play nickel situations, third down. I think Gene brought up about the ability to cover tight ends. It is. Some thought went into that as far as, especially on third down situations. So he just gives us great versatility. I think with all this, what we're looking for with this draft and the free agency is bring great competition. And then play it out, and let's see. Let's see how the roles come out. Let's see how they develop. Let's see who's ready to play. But through it all, the 11 guys that we put on the field, we should feel pretty good about.
How appealing was the idea of having Telvin Smith and Miles Jack in nickel situations?
I think that's something that we're looking at. You're always looking at having speed on the field. And that's one thing with Puz. He plays with speed just because of his knowledge and his understanding of the game. So, like I said, I think the big thing is it's competition throughout, and whoever walks out in that field, we're going to feel pretty good about.
Gus, obviously you wanted to fix this defense here in the offseason. Now that you put it on paper, and especially third down, which was such a big problem. I mean, it's on paper, I know, but how confident are you that you guys are in the right direction?
Well, I think it's two good steps, right? We still need some, we got some draft picks that we still need to address some situations. So it's kind of very similar to some guys like a Colvin, who we felt like was a one, low two type talent that we ended up hitting on. And we just felt like really this year, addition of really three first round draft picks that didn't play last year with Dante and Jalen and Miles. So, I think like Dave said, we got to take these chances to get better. And to get this caliber of player to join our other good players that we have in our locker room.
It's probably the biggest gamble you guys have made in the draft in terms of like a higher pick. More willing this year, obviously, to do that because of the situation.
Yeah, I think we did a lot of research. One of the things when we went out to UCLA and worked them out was it was a pretty vigorous workout. Maybe a different type of workout than we did with traditional linebackers. A lot of quick change direction. Not a lot of rest time, really tried to strain him, and then just to see how he would recover from it. So really felt like he did a nice job in that. Extremely competitive. Those are the things that showed up. So I think we felt better. I think, hearing from the doctors and things like that, some of the issues that arose. But like we said, we've had multiple conversations with people that are dealing with him directly and have had pretty good reports coming back.
Scale of 1 to 10, how would you evaluate the risk factor for you guys in this?
Boy, I don't know. you know what? I think how I looked at it was, here's a really good player. And the player I saw on tape and the player that I worked out, and when they say, hey, it's a strong possibility we could draft him, I was ecstatic. I was like, that's all I need to hear. You know, the risk, they'll deal with that. I just wanted to make sure he wasn't a guy that, you know, how much are we going to monitor it? Is it something we're going to be cautious, or are we going with the mindset to let him practice and let's go? And so I felt good about it.
Now, as a player you saw when you went out there and you've seen on tape and you know you're excited about him, in your wildest dreams, did you ever imagine you would pick him on Friday?
No. No, I didn't. You know, he's talented, very talented player. And at mindset, I think, you know, these guys that we're bringing in, too, the mindset, I really like that part of them, you know, how competitive they are. They're just going to be, you know, that's one of the things Jalen and I talked to him. He said he could feel it in just talking to our guys and when he was here, you know, and I think we have a, you know, our guys trust that we're going to bring in guys with like.
There you have the comments of Dave Caldwell and Gus Bradley, J.P. Shadrick. Brian Sexton has jumped in with us now, and a familiar face, Todd Wash.
Right.
We saw you last night, too.
Yes.
But, boy, could you have ever imagined getting both Ramsey and Jack.
I'll answer that for you. There's no way. Come on.
No, there isn't. You know, if you would have told us a couple weeks ago that we would end up with Jalen and Miles, we would have said you're probably crazy. And it's amazing how this all works out. We couldn't be more excited for both players. I know our team and our players are very excited about how we've upgraded, and it's a great day for the Jaguars.
Well, you know, it's funny. We were just talking a couple of minutes ago. You haven't just upgraded your defense. You've transformed it with the speed and athleticism a guy like Jack brings, mm-hmm. you know, paired with Telvin Smith. The question is, do you know how you're going to use him yet?
We got some plans, and obviously the way that the rest of this draft shakes out, is you know, like I said, we got three different plans,
right?
And you know, Dave and Gus have done a great job of setting it up exactly how we're going to use everybody as we draft them, and we meet a lot during the days and figure out exactly if this scenario happens, this is what we're going to do. So we have a plan, and you know, we're excited. We got, you know, a good core of linebackers with Puz and Telvin, and then Miles just adds to the great group.
Who is he? I mean, it's tough to make comparisons, but you've seen a lot of linebackers in your time in pro ball. If you could compare him to one guy in terms of impact, who would it be?
Oh, boy.
I know you want to say Ray Lewis, don't you? Because when I watch him, he makes tackle sideline to sideline.
Yes.
He looks like the old 52 wearing purple.
Well, and it's amazing. You know, a couple weeks ago, you know, the group of us went out to California and worked him out. And it's amazing how athletic he is and how he can run, he can burst. And if you would have said he had a knee injury, I'd say you're crazy once again. You know, so we're very excited about him. He is a great athlete, and so is Jalen. And the biggest thing we needed to upgrade as we go through this whole process is speed on defense. You know, teams are really starting to spread us out now, playing a lot of 11 and 10 personnel, and we need to upgrade in speed, and we've done that.
I have to tell you something.
Okay.
This kid, I was at the Play 60 event on Wednesday in Chicago, and he wanted to be here. I mean, that you get guys with a microphone in your face, and you're always going to say, oh, absolutely, the Cincinnati Bengals are where I want to be. Oh, Pittsburgh Steelers are where I want to be.
Yep.
But he talked and shared his experiences when you came and worked him out mm-hmm. and when he was here. And, JP, it was clear to me that this is a kid that really likes what he sees here.
Yeah, and, you know, we had conversations way into the middle of the night last night of about if this situation happens, how can we do it? Because, you know, we have some good draft picks left. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, we didn't want to give up a lot. And so it was a good situation. I teased the offense that the fifth-round pick was the offensive pick, so now it looks like we're going to get all of them. So, you know, we were very excited in the office about that.
You better be handing out cigars at the end of this weekend, pal. And good ones, too.
Yes.
Todd Wash with us, Jaguars defensive coordinator. So take us through the linebacking group now. As it stands, you add Jack to that group. You got Telvin on the outside. You got Puz in the middle. Where does he fit in with that second level here now?
You know, what we're looking at is he's going to play linebacker. And like I said, we have a couple situations that could possibly arise with the rest of this draft. But he adds athleticism and speed to the group. And, you know, we got two very good players with Puz and Telvin. He's adding to the mix. I think the more competition you can get, we've done that with the defensive line up front, and they've slowly gotten better over the years. We're adding, competition in the back end with Jalen, and now we just added competition at the linebacker crew. And in the last 3 years we've been here, we've only drafted one linebacker.
Sure.
So it's a situation. It was a need. Dave and Gus did a great job along with Shad to get us to a situation where we're going to have competition and cream rises to the top.
Well, you know, we hear coverage. He's a special coverage backer. Does he bring anything in the rush game at all?
Oh, yeah. You know, he can get downhill. He can strike you. He's a very good open field tackler. He's going to be able to play sideline to sideline with the speed that he has. So he's a three down linebacker.
So he can get to the quarterback too?
Yeah, he's got some blitz mechanics that we like in the situation. And where we're going philosophy-wise on third down, you'll see that as we get into it. He really fits that situation for us.
Washer, we appreciate your time.
Yes.
And as we said last night, maybe we'll see you another four times before this is over.
As many picks as we have.
Why not? Make them all.
What kind of cigar do you like?
Yeah,
he's going to be passing them out.
You're buying. We'll be here all week.
That's a deal. I just got to call my wife and make sure it's all right.
Exactly.
Congratulations.
Good to see you. Good, very much.
Thank you.
Todd Wash joining us earlier when Miles Jack was in the building. We sat down with him on Jaguars.com.
Miles Jack, take one.
I love the facility, everything. It's newer than a lot of facilities I've been to, and just kind of the whole vibe of the coaching staff and everybody here. I really like it. I really dig it. So I'm excited. I've been moving around a lot, you know, going from place to place, seeing team to team. But it's definitely a good position to be in, and it's a good problem to have. You know, I've worked hard and I've gotten to this place, and I'm happy to be here. They need to draft Miles Jack because Miles Jack is going to come in. He's going to be an impact player. He's going to work hard. He's going to represent Jacksonville to the fullest. And he's going to give it everything he has. And he's excited to be a part of this young up-and-coming team with the offense they have and, you know, the pieces you guys are putting on defense. I feel like I'll be the perfect fit. I would say I model my game after, I'd say, a lot of guys like Bobby Wagner, Luke Kuechly, Jamie Collins. I like those guys that just run and hit, just get in space, cover guys. Just do the whole thing. He's always in the vicinity of the ball. I think I play like that. I'm not calling anybody out. I'm still trying to get into the league, so I'm not calling anybody out. I'm just excited to, you know, just get into the league and just play this game I love.
Who would have thought 2 weeks ago that the Jaguars would have both Jalen Ramsey and Miles Jack, but it has happened. The Jaguars make a trade in the second round. They trade the 38th and the 146th pick. That's a fifth-round pick for the 36th selection with the Ravens and take Miles Jack, the linebacker. You just heard from Todd Wash and Brian. He's ecstatic, of course, because you got two levels taken care of, some competition on the back end with Ramsey there, of course. And now Miles Jack at the linebacker spot, maybe something up front, and then you'll have a guy at every level in the first few rounds of this draft.
You know, we talked for the last couple of months about best available player versus need. The first pick and the second pick are both best available player. Now, they've been able to stay there, and it happens to fit a need.
Yep.
But these are two players that if you listed out the top five of 99% of the analysts, and for whatever that means, these two guys are in it. It's an amazing and credit the patience, because I was sitting upstairs in the theater up in Chicago last night just waiting for Gus and Dave to jump back in here at the bottom of the first round.
I think we all were.
And they were patient.
Yeah.
And it just – they know. These guys know what other teams are doing. There may be a surprise here or there, but they're pretty clued in on to what is possible. And they were patient, and they got their guys. And now they have to find a pass rusher. Somewhere in the third round, somewhere in the fourth round, they've got to get bodies up there. That's got to be the next step. If they do as well as they have with these two, ooh, good cigars. Good cigars, Washer, good ones.
We'll hold him to it. Well done, Brian. We'll catch up with you a little bit later. Thanks. If the Jaguars get something else done tonight, and they should. The hashtag is JacksDraft16. We'll be here after every pick the next 2 days on Jaguars.com. And now a live look inside the bowl at Everbank Field. Ramsey and Jack will be playing there this season.